We'll do the lighting of the Chanukiah afterwards in a few moments in honor of Hanukkah, in honor of my tie. For those who can see far away, I'm going to talk a little bit about the dreidel. Yes, I'll need to talk a little bit about that. One of the halachos brought down in Mishnah, there's an issue being mesachet b'kuvya. The person who's Jewish should not embrace gambling. It's a question, should be gambling for a living. That's not something which is within Jewish philosophy. Which is why it's very difficult to understand the whole concept of why the dreidel is not something which only that we ourselves do and our children do. We actually encourage them to be part of this process of either using some type of food or maybe even coins using money. Seems like we're encouraging gambling. So hopefully we'll be able to discuss the significance of the dreidel and perhaps walk away with something of value. It's very important custom. Begin with the words of the Karban Ha'ani. The Karban Ha'ani says the famous difference between the dreidel and the grogger. These two toys that are used for children, one for Purim and one for Hanukkah. It's interesting that if you look at them, each one of them really corresponds and represents what the holiday is all about. When it comes to the grogger on Purim, we find that most of them, they're made, that the handle is on the bottom. And that's what causes things to move. And this is the idea of what Purim represents. If you comb throughout the entire Megillas Esther, you do not find Hashem's name even one single time. Because it has the appearance that we are the ones that are involved. We're the ones that have our hands involved that cause things to be moving. When it comes to the spinning of the dreidel, it's the opposite. That the Karban Ha'ani explains that, unless you want to spin it backwards, the general way it's done is that the handle is on the top, which causes things to move. Because when it came to the holiday of Hanukkah, it was very clear the Nisim, plural, not just the nes of the miracle of the oil, but also the incredible victory over the Yavanim, the Syrian Greeks, it was obviously something in which Hashem's hand, so to speak, was very much directly involved. And says the Karban Ha'ani, that's one thing that we can learn out from the spinning of the dreidel. We look at the letters, the Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin, comes up with a gematria numerical value of something of some importance. The Nun is 50, the Gimel is another 3, He is another 5, which makes 58, and of course the Shin is 300. 358, brought down by the Bnei Yisachar, is also the same gematria of the words Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, that Hashem is, Hashem was, Hashem will be. Which means that if we understand this idea of the dreidel, that in the real essence of the nes is it shows Hashem's direct hand in this world, that Hashem not only was before doing miracles for us, but He continues to do so, and also in our future as well. Now, it's explained that the dreidel is very unique in that it's a top. Its nature is it spins, and it cannot just stay standing on its own. It just continues to spin, and as it loses momentum, it falls down to the ground to one of these letters. So Svarim explained that this is also the essence of what a Jew is, specifically when we're in Golus, when we're in exile. That we also are not ever standing in one place. We're constantly moving, we're constantly spinning around. And unfortunately, when we do find a place to stand still, and we think that we have comfort, sometimes, unfortunately, like the dreidel, we fall down. It's explained that these four letters, the Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin, correspond to these four different times, four different eras in Jewish history. The Nun stands for the king, the evil king who destroyed the first base of Mikdash in Bavel by the name of King Nebuchadnezzar. The Gimel corresponds to Gog, Umagog, who came from the nation of Yefes, which corresponds to Yavan, the Greeks. The He, of course, is the villain in the Purim story, Haman. And finally, Shin, which is the name of a place, Seir, is also another name for Edom, which was Galus Edom for the Romans and the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So it explains that whenever we decide to stop moving around, we stop moving, we find one place, unfortunately, wherever we stop, we fall down by one of these nations. So it's question is, how are we capable of surviving all of this? After all, we have all these different nations that are constantly oppressing the Jewish people, they're constantly causing trouble for us, and we're just so small in number, we're such a minuscule, such a small number compared to these huge giant nations. So I once explained, about 15 years ago or so, I understood in the following manner. If you see the way that this game is played, and we distribute money based on the letter that it falls, it teaches the children a very valuable lesson about Jewish history. That we know that the greatest letter that a child could ever get is Gimel, which is Ganzen, they get everything in the pot. Then the next is Hey, which means they get half. Nun is nothing. And then the worst is Shin, which is interesting. If you look at those four letters, the number corresponding to the Shin is 300, which means that's the largest number, and when you're the largest, what happens in this game? You lose. As opposed to the Nun, which is not as bad, which is 50, the Hey, which is even better, and the smallest number, the smallest letter, Gimel, that's when you get everything, which corresponds to, as we recite in Al Anisim, Rabim Ad Matim, that even though there are many people that are coming to oppress us, we, as small as we are constantly always able to be victorious and be able to pass the test of time. So therefore, when we recite these words, which the letters of the dreidel, of Nes Gadol HaYasham, it may not only be referring to the miracle that happened there, specifically in that day of Hanukkah, but perhaps Nes Gadol HaYasham means that our entire existence, the existence of the Jewish people as a whole, is constantly miraculous. That we constantly, just like the dreidel, no matter where we spin, no matter where we land, the way that we're able to survive it is through the Nes Gadol HaYasham. In conclusion, I'd like to share the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Avigdor, that he says that these letters do not only correspond to the days of Golos, but perhaps it can also refer to another time, a futuristic time where we'll see other miracles. As the words and letters, Nun, Gimel, He, Shin, as we already established, is a numerical value of 358, there's another word which has a numerical value of 358, Mashiach. Mashiach. And therefore, we learn out, says Rabbi Avigdor, that as we spin the dreidel, Mirtz Hashem, we will also one day see the Nes Gadol, the tremendous miracles that will happen, b'mehera b'meinu, speedily with the Mashiach coming in our days.